favorite shows right now, go.
So I wouldn't say favorite, but the latest shows I've been watching is called Good Girls.
What?
Sierra. It's one that Sierra found.
You have a girlfriend, so I give you a free pass.
Fiance, but yes.
Fiance? My bad, dude. No, fiance, but you have a free pass.
Yeah, right? It sounds like a girly show, and I was like, okay, the main characters are all women, you know, female leads. I was like, I was a little trepidatious at first about this show, but I've been watching it, and I kind of like it, so it's pretty good.
What's it about?
Is really good. So it's about these three, basically, housewives that...
The Good Girls.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. But
you have Desperate Housewives, and then you have this show.
Yeah, so essentially, they're all coming up against like really hard times individually. And they all need, you know, tens of thousands of dollars really quickly.
Yeah.
One of them's daughter needs a kidney, so that kind of thing, 80 grand, like, overnight. So, you know what I mean?
Holy crap.
So, it's like, what are you going to do, you know? So, they team up and do these kind of nefarious things and... make their money.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
So yeah, it's all that. But
that's the favorite show right now. Huh?
It's the show we're watching. Yeah.
Well, I'm
into the classics. Like my favorite show of all time is The Simpsons. So.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
How many episodes has that run? It's run a long time, right?
Over 600. It's in its 31st or second season right now, something like that.
It's the last one, though, isn't it?
No.
No.
They've signed on to finish their 32nd, and I bet you they're going to sign on and do two 2-year contracts for the next who knows how long. But
so sorry, I'm distracted. I'm doing some little bit of research for this episode.
Uh-huh.
Trying to find worths of the companies real quick so I can get a good market cap.
Oh, yeah.
Market cap's the worth. You know, because today
I
want to cover like the streaming wars, you know what I mean?
Streaming wars, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Hey, guys. What's up, Toasters?
Hello.
Welcome to The Unpopular Opinion, where we dive into controversial topics in a casual conversation. Today might not be controversial for you guys. It might not be unpopular. Not really sure. But I hear all these people raving about Disney Plus. You need to get it. You're stupid.
Mandalorian, dude. You gotta watch it. Oh my god.
Mandalorian is it, but it literally is it. What else is there on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna dive into that real quick right now. It's gonna be casual. It is gonna be. It's gonna be more casual than the last two episodes. It's not politics. Yeah. Thank goodness, man. I'm not a politics guy myself, but I need to be involved in culture, and I need to do things
that... gotta be well-rounded.
Let me make this clear, short, simple, and to the point. If you have the idea for a website, you need a server to put it on. That's your hosting provider. You need Bluehost, one of the easiest and cheapest options out there. A website is the cornerstone for any business these days due to the demand of convenience and automation in our lives. All you need to do is get started, and there's no time like the present. Bluehost is about $4 a month out of your pocket so that you can present that dope idea to the world, like I have on my very own Bluehosted site, skyfi.co. That's $4 a month, guys, cheaper than the fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks. I left the link to Bluehost in my show notes. Be sure and check it out to get the juicy deets. In the meantime, let's get back to my very own toasty content.
As you can see, updated the mic, got that going. Heck yeah.
Changed some camera angles, lighting.
Got some lighting going.
We gotta work out some tweaks.
We're basically professional YouTubers now. I mean, it's basically the same.
Hey man, we're famous, all right?
Have you seen Joe Rogan? We're that. I'm just kidding. We're not close.
Okay.
So, yeah. Get carried away there, buddy. So I kind of, like I said, I was looking up worths of companies here. Netflix, right? They're only a streaming company. That's what they do. Media company, right? They might have some people they own.
They have production.
Production and stuff like that, right? Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Their market cap. Yeah.
So to give you guys a little summary of a market cap is basically the amount of shares outstanding of a company. Well, if it's public, the amount of shares outstanding of a company equals the total value of the company because people own the company, right? It includes the CEOs, the executives, whoever else owns shares is in that. So the market cap of Netflix right now is $148.53 billion, right? That's a hell of money. That's a hell of a lot of money, right?
That's a lot, yeah.
Now imagine what we just talked about last episode, Jeff Bezos himself is worth $132 billion, so that's not far off. He's worth about the company of Netflix.
Bezos is worth as much as Netflix.
Right, let's move on to Amazon. Amazon, they have more than media sectors. I get that, guys.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the point here. So their market cap, Amazon's, is $937.70 billion.
So real quick.
That's crazy.
Are Hulu and Netflix the only two like real standalone streaming services right now? Because Disney Plus is obviously owned by Disney and everything else is a subsidiary of
Yeah, I think you're right. Because the thing is that you've got like NBC and CNN's thought about it, talked about it, and then you've got Apple. They all have their own media streaming service now too, but mm-hmm. but it's not their main thing for sure. Yeah, speaking of Hulu, I can look up that too. Like Hulu worth. And I'll tell you guys right now, I'm literally typing into Google to get the Hulu worth. And I get that. Maybe some of the sources might not be perfect, but it's Google Finance, which usually uses.
The latest stuff I was finding was like 2018.
Okay.
Because a lot of the 2019 numbers haven't come out yet. So.
Okay. Disney laid out the valuation of Hulu as part of an SEC filing today. In which it provides a trove of details. Okay, yeah, you guys don't need to know about that. Hulu is now worth $9.26 billion.
Yeah, Hulu's revenue is like $1.9 billion, and Netflix's revenue was closer to $16
billion. $16 billion in revenue in 2018, year, right? So,
yeah.
The thing we're getting at here is that Amazon is a huge company. Apple's a huge company. Disney's a huge company. And this is what they do. They get into streaming, and for some reason, the way I see it, they still aren't beating Netflix.
No, yeah, exactly. Netflix is still king. I think Hulu's doing really well too, and it's
oh gosh. It's so okay, so back in the day, like high school era, guys, this is like I'm not that old, but still, whatever. Back in the day, Hulu was like, oh man, this is amazing. This is the new thing. Blah blah blah. It has ads. Ooh, that sucks. And Netflix didn't. Mm-hmm. And they just did TV shows. That was the kind of thing, right? When they came out, they're like, we're just going to do TV shows.
But they had
like
the
live
shows.
TV shows
and,
yeah,
and they
shows
had the brand new episodes.
Cool.
Of
they had something
whatever.
Different. But yeah. Then they realized that is not all they have to have, and it didn't do as well as they thought it would, I guess. So they started getting into their Hulu originals, just like Netflix was doing their originals.
Yeah.
It has not worked out for them.
And they sucked.
When I watch a Hulu original, it reminds me of the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah. Or the Sci-Fi Channel. Like they're just
yeah,
low the production. Channel. The production
you know,
value is not very good.
My best memory channel. Of Sci-Fi Channel, that's the first channel I saw Jason on. And it was the one where he goes into space.
Jason goes to space?
Apparently it's Jason goes to space. Apparently it's the one that's credited as, you know, the worst one, right? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember. That's all I remember.
I don't know.
That's my memory of Sci-Fi Channel. Never watched it again because I was scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
My effing mind.
Sounds
I was like,
scary.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, right. I was a kid. You know, come on.
Yeah. Can't relate. Sorry.
There's clearly a reason why I'm traumatized. Anyway, but yeah, moving on. So it's like the Hallmark Channel and Netflix just isn't. I mean, Netflix is, in my opinion, their answer to everyone hyping up The Mandalorian and being all over it was The Witcher.
The Witcher.
Like, it literally came out around the same time. And I didn't really hear a lot of people talking about it, but they probably were.
I don't know if it's having the same impact, because, I mean,
right.
Dude, Baby Yoda is like a new thing. I don't even know what it
Chalky
is.
Chalky milk. But. Yeah, I know. I get it. And it's funny. The memes are funny. Don't get me wrong. Disney has always been the company that is so has a chokehold on their content. Right?
Oh, yeah.
They're like,
the vault?
Disney Plus is coming out in like a year. Netflix, screw you. You know, we're taking your content. You know, Marvel, gone. Freaking, you know, all our Disney freaking shows, gone. Movies, gone. You know, all that stuff, right? The only thing they had left was like the Marvel stuff they had come up with, like Netflix had come up with. All the shows that were Marvel ended and aren't going to get another season.
Yeah.
Right?
That's intense.
It sucks for Netflix. And that's why people might think that Netflix doesn't have a chance or they don't have as much of a chance. They're getting all this content stolen from them. But here's what I love.
I could see that.
They have slowly, I think, just behind the scenes, without us really knowing it, pushed their own original content above all else. When you get on Netflix and you're just there, it's literally the new like style like bars, and it's just showing you show after show, and it's like you're flipping through these bars, and they're all like this big N, right? Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. It's like all the originals,
big,
right?
Big named actors, big production value.
Like, what is You? You is the Netflix original.
Uh-huh. It's, I think so.
People are raving about that, which I'm not really the guy. I don't know. I don't get the appeal. Maybe because I am a guy and I'm not a girl. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
It's like Dexter, but he's like even more of a creeper than Dexter. Which I like Dexter. Don't get me wrong. Dexter's cool. But it's like literally a serial killer show. You is like a... Yeah.
I
don't know how to explain this, dude.
See the trailer.
I guess. He like stalks girls, basically, right?
That's creepy.
Super creepy. And I'm obviously being a guy, I'm like, oof. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way. I'm like, ugh, I don't know, you know?
Seems like too much, yeah.
Like, if I met that guy in person and knew what he did, I would beat him up.
You know? I'm trying to beat him up.
Yeah, try to beat him up. But anyway, you've got the original content's coming out slowly, right? What I think's happening is they're slowly making this flip happen. And then when they're finally like, okay, now you have nothing. Because in January 2021, Netflix will not have The Office anymore.
Right.
That's a big
Friends
one. That's
is
a big
gone.
One. Friends is gone. Like, some, there's another show I can't remember. It's also going to be taken away, right? Because these contracts, NBC and some other networks are making their own streaming services. Yeah. So what's going to happen in the future when all of us have like 20 different streaming services?
That's the thing, is like they're going to have to reconsolidate again. Like, once, like, NBC is going to come out with their own streaming service and nobody's going to get it, and then it's going to go right back into Netflix. That's what's going to happen. It's just going to have to, we're just going to have a really tough time for the next 2 years and be without some of our favorite shows. I think that's what's going to happen.
What the heck? Would you ever, how many subscriptions do you actually like pay for? Not, okay, sorry, I should have specified.
We have three.
Subscriptions for content.
So we had four. So we,
what'd
okay.
you have, four? What'd you have?
Well, we had PlayStation View for, like, cable, right?
View?
PlayStation View.
I've heard of it, but, like,
it was awesome.
It was awesome?
It was super awesome. It was, like, $50 a month, and it had, like, 150
so, like,
channels,
YouTube
HD.
TV.
Yeah, but better. And it had brand new episodes of stuff. It had sports. News, everything.
Okay.
HD.
So.
And they quit. They were like, we're done. We can't compete with cable or other streaming services. But I don't know why. They had sports. They had everything you wanted for $50.
Well, I mean, it's
maybe
still expensive. See, it's funny. I think this...
Not compared to cable, though.
No, I agree.
And if you want sports, that's the thing. That's what's keeping cable alive is sports.
What I feel like is happening right now is you've got... it's like whenever you buy something small and you're like, oh, that's only $10. Not a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, next thing you know, you have four of these per month, $10.
Yeah.
But you don't really think about it because they're all just $10.
Right.
Right? That's $40. $10 more a month, and you can have this total complete package view. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think our generation, you know, maybe not our generation. I think people these days, though, are more inclined to spend the less money versus spend the more money. And it just happens that they just keep adding and piling on, right?
Yeah.
You have new apps keeping track of how many subscriptions you have.
That's ridiculous.
If you have enough subscriptions
not,
to have
know?
To keep track of that.
Yeah.
What the
there's
heck?
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
But I think maybe it's that. More of a trying to get it to your attention.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people might just set it and forget it. Like, it's auto pay. It's just in their bank account. The whole month goes by and they've had three charges of $10 or four charges of $10, but they don't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, different times
Isn't
of the month
crazy?
Or different cards or whatever.
And that is the beauty of subscription services for the business, obviously.
Coca-Cola has a subscription service.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to call it... No, I'm not going to call it that. I'm stealing a word from, again, Robin Hood Snacks. Subscripturation.
Is that like saturation
it's
of
like
subscription?
It's like saturation of subscriptions.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Happening. It's happening, dude. Everyone has a subscription service.
Yeah. I mean,
and
I do.
Just, again,
I plenty.
We're experiencing it. Media is going to break apart, and it's all going to be subscription-based, and we're going to have to pay the same amount that we paid for cable for all these freaking subscription services. If we wanted all the content.
If you want all the same content.
But you know what's... Yeah, you know what I want to do? I want to do a study on how many people are actually creating content now versus when they were, you know, because I think that's kind of happening more often.
You know what I learned today while we were doing some research? I learned that HBO is owned by AT&T.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Well, that's why they're able to give you AT&T and HBO with your plan. I don't know. Do you have AT&T?
No. Well, I have it with my phone.
You have it with your phone, right? You have AT&T? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But I don't have DirecTV. That's what I should
say. Well, I don't either. So, but if you have AT&T, if you have a plan on AT&T,
yeah.
Most of the plans come with a free service. HBO, Pandora, the paid Pandora. They give you like 6 months of Spotify, but that's not a whole... Mm-hmm. I have HBO, and I have HBO forever, which is stupid because I don't even watch shows on HBO. No, I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. That's
calm
an unpopular opinion.
Calm down.
Calm down. Calm down. Hey, bring it down a notch. Anyway, yeah. So
Game of Thrones was not that good.
Watch The Witcher. It's like the same thing. You know, okay, I know it might be off-brand, but like if you guys have ever shopped at Aldi, then you feel me. You know, you walk in and you get the mediocre snack off-brand.
The Aldi brand.
It tastes
snack.
Just good enough to be charged the amount you're getting charged. And you're okay with it.
Just good enough.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, just good enough. And that's what The Witcher was.
Okay.
I say that. I've seen one season of Game of Thrones. And when I say just good enough, the content was amazing. The storyline, cool. Just good enough as far as like the production cost they seem to have. Which is getting crazy. It's increasing by the freaking day.
Yeah.
They had that. They had the Man of Steel actor. Superman actor. You know?
Okay.
What's his name? You know, Ben? Ben Steele? No, I'm just kidding. I don't actually know that's Ben Stiller. My bad. It's not him. You know, okay. Let me look at this guy.
I have no idea.
I think The Witcher actor.
I don't know. But,
Henry Cavill. Cavill? I was way off.
Henry.
His name is Ben in my eyes. I'm just kidding. It's not.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hoo-wee. Anyway, there you go. And the rating on IMDb is 8.5 out of 10.
For The Witcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Impressive.
Like, come on now. Everyone jump on board. Just kidding. Yeah, so that's where we're at with this whole Netflix thing, I think. You know, and then people might say like, no, they can't say that. Because Disney, so they'll say, you know, the Disney Plus argument. Let's come back around to that. They just say, well, I need it for all my Disney Channel needs or whatever. The Mandalorian is
great.
If
you have kids, Disney Plus is
If you have kids, Disney Plus is the ish, okay? And I'm there. But
or if you just, like, watch childish things, you know, like, I just love cartoons.
Yeah, there are some people like that. Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. Some people love Disney, you know? Just...
Well, I'm not going to lie. I would love to go back in time and watch some stuff, you know? That'd be cool. Like, was The Land Before Time Disney? Do you know?
I don't know.
The Land Before Time.
Maybe
that
it was...
That's the movie right there.
I don't
there.
Know. It doesn't seem very Disney.
It doesn't at all. I'm probably way off again, but let's see. The Land Before
the
Time.
The classics, though.
You can see how prepared we are. The Land Before Time.
Now, I have Disney Plus, confession.
Oh, shoot. This is perfect.
This
is great.
What's
we
up?
Have a comparison now. You have it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got it.
It's a film franchise.
I've got that. I've got Hulu. I've got Netflix.
Universal Pictures, dude.
Universal.
Which, by the way, is there a universal
streaming service?
Streaming?
I bet you it's partnered with somebody.
NBC.
NBC
right, so
Universal.
NBC earns Universal. My bad. Didn't know. Yeah.
Who does NBC... Oh, they're going independent?
They will be, yeah.
Good luck. It's not going to work out.
See?
It's not going to work out. They're going to go right back into... I think they should team up with Netflix and just say, hey, look, we have our production. You have your production. Let's keep... Keep it, you know, 1 year at a time contract. Let's.
I mean, how much money does a production company have to make to be fine with it? Like, we're making $0 right now. Toasty Creations is making $0.
Yeah, unless
I'm
we start
money.
Unless we start like some sort of crowdfunding.
I have. Well, I have Patreon, which the link's in the freaking subscription, but I doubt that's gonna work. Why would someone pay for? Which I wouldn't. I wouldn't pay. Like, I chose to do this. This is my life. I chose to make this content.
Right.
And I knew it was going to be hard. Beginning, right?
Of course.
Beginning, you're getting out there. So, if I watched somebody new to the game, I'd be like, well, I mean, you're not forced into it. I wasn't forced to create content.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, donating is kind of like, I don't understand it. I created it because, like, This is a confession. Literally everybody does it. So I created one, you know? Yeah. But anyway, back to that. Yeah, so we're making $0. I pay for like podcast hosting and crap like that. I can't imagine the place these production companies are in to be able to just be like, more money, you know?
Yeah.
It's a company. It's like any other corporate company, I guess. But it's crazy to me that like a media company can be a corporation.
If a show has half a pulse, it'll be a Netflix show, you know? That's how much money they have. They're like, oh, right. We'll just throw, you know, $1 million at it. If it hits, great. We'll make $30 million. If it doesn't hit, it's only $1 million.
It's literally like an investment, right? You want to throw $1 million at it.
But they've got the revenue to do it.
Hopefully it'll make it. Excuse me. Wow. Hopefully it'll make it.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah, it's interesting. It's like an investment. So Disney Plus, what do you think?
Well, I mean, as a giant Simpsons nerd, yeah, it's like awesome. But I also like Star Wars. They also have a lot of just really good movies. Haven't watched any of their shows. So I haven't explored it too much, to be honest. I've only had it for a week or two. But the quality seems good. The load times are good, and it seems like a really easy interface to use.
The load times are good?
Yeah.
See, I actually heard otherwise, too.
Well, that's because everybody was using it all at once.
Is that what happened?
Yeah,
let me go to my little commentary.
Who knows how good their servers were and, you know, that sort of thing.
So, if you guys want an unpopular opinion, you can post it on my Facebook wall if you want. I'm cool with that. Not a big deal. That's what I've been doing, actually, is posting those on my Facebook wall. Why not get people involved? I know Facebook is not really the thing, you know? I mean, like, TBH, like, you get on Facebook and you just kind of scroll, and then you just ignore it, and no one really posts stuff, except for
me. I don't really get on.
But anyway, I posted about this. I posted about Netflix, and I said, Netflix is not going to lose in a streaming media battle anytime soon. That was obviously the unpopular opinion, right? And then someone said, Disney is going to buy Netflix and it will lose. That's Connor Bonoski. These are public, so I'm going to say their name. That's fine. They commented on my status.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just want to make sure everyone's clear. If I get sued.
Social media is public information.
I agree. And then this guy says Disney buffers all the time. That's why I brought this up. And then this other dude.
I have really good.
I'm the last guy. This other dude. I'm the one that commented. It was me.
Oh, gosh. You're the other guy.
It's anyway. Nickelodeon partnered with Netflix if they partnered. Dude, these people, man.
What do you mean by these people?
Sorry, I meant to say, yeah. This person does not know how to spell some things. Anyway, that's all I was going to say.
Okay, yeah, if you're, okay, just.
So, yeah, Netflix buffer, Disney buffers all the time. Then I had someone else say, I have not had that happen once throughout my every episode, and then. Let's see. Where are we at? Come on. Netflix is already dead. They just don't know it yet. Alan.
That's stupid. What are you using to back that up?
I'm not sure where that came from.
And what about Hulu? Like, if anything's going to die, Hulu's going to die. And it's doing.
Yeah, no one's talking about Hulu, right?
It's doing fine.
And you have to think.
The revenues are increasing year after year.
I know, like, Hulu's only like 9 whatever billion, right?
Ignorance.
To give you a reference, I'm going to look up Lyft. Lyft worth. This is hilarious. See, I have another podcast about investing, right? And you would think that I'm, like, better at this, but, like, Google's awesome. Okay, $29 billion is a Lyft, right? $9.8 billion is a Hulu. Netflix is, like, way above both of those. I'm not – yeah, I don't – so
$150 billion.
Yeah, I think that Hulu would die first for sure. Someone said Blockbuster will rise again. Okay. That's wow. Funny. And then someone said Disney Plus is glitchy.
Nah. I mean, it's had, like, some minor load time. I have really fast internet.
You have really fast internet. I have fiber optic internet. I would like to see if, like, some of these other dudes out here that don't have fiber optic internet, you're the... Okay, well, I can't necessarily
sucks
say...
Sucks to suck, you know?
No, I know, right? We're in the city, right? So,
yeah, exactly. I'm in the downtown, so...
I wonder what it's like. I wonder how fast internet has to have. You remember when Xbox Live first came out? Wasn't it, like, super hard to...
God, yeah.
Keep connected.
I remember when we had dial-up. I remember when I freaking picked up the phone and was like, what the fuck is this noise?
Yeah, okay, Boomer. We're not going that far.
I'm out.
yeah, I just said Netflix is too big for Disney, in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
And if this was their plan, they would not have made their own service.
It would have to be a really big, like almost a merger.
And they ended their contracts with Netflix. And
it's a big purchase.
They made their own. Why would they do that? And then I literally said Netflix market cap is 144 at the time when I said that billion. For reference, Lyft is 13.64 when I said that.
What's the market cap of Disney though? Like,
oh, I have that up here.
600 billion or something?
Hey, but wait, there's more. Loading. Okay. Yeah, here we are. Market cap, $259.33 billion.
259?
Yeah, they're actually less than I thought.
That's way less than I thought.
Their stock is cheap, too. Dude, if you guys want to get some Disney stock,
130?
Now's the time.
Like, roughly?
This is not a recommendation to buy any stocks or securities.
Throw that out there.
Oh, shit.
We're not professional financial advisors.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's put the disclaimers in there real quick. That's crazy, dude. Wow. Okay, anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
They still would not buy Netflix. It's still too big of a company. If that's more than half of their worth, they wouldn't buy that company.
What are Netflix's? What are Netflix's assets? Like, what do they have listed as their assets?
Well, see, that's the problem. That's the problem these days. See, people can't evaluate a company.
One
so
office
stock
building.
Valuation, right? When you go into stock valuation, one of the things you might look at is assets they own, right? Because that's literally how
I've
talked about assets before. That's literally how
FedEx and Amazon has trucks
and
warehouses.
Like,
and
how do you put an asset worth a worth of how do you put a worth on a website? How do you put a worth on
that was the .com bubble.
That was the .com bubble.
Yeah,
people hyped it.
So
how do you put worth on media, right?
Ooh, very carefully.
Netflix assets, and I need to go to Fidelity probably for this, but this is from Macro Trends, which I've used before, and they are reliable-ish. Netflix total assets for the quarter ending September 30, 2019 were $30.942 billion, a 32% increase year over year. But you know what? Like,
it's got to be like servers and employees and offices and stuff. I guess employees aren't assets, but you know what I mean?
It's got to be, dude.
Cash.
It's got to be, dude.
Cash.
You know, how do you...
I bet you they have warehouses full of like Indiana Jones style cash
on pallets,
gold.
It didn't go to Iran. It went.
I was gonna say it didn't go to Iran.
If you don't understand that,
watch
our previous episode.
Yeah, watch episode 2, bro.
Yeah, get on it, bro. That's crazy, man. Yeah, interesante. Their assets have been growing like crazy, dude. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so that's their assets. But like you said, I don't really know where they get that number for these companies. It has to be just like offices and physical things, because anything it has to be liquid, right? I mean,
right.
For it to be an asset, you can just sell it tomorrow or whatever. I would think, or I know actually, because it's not a liability, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of
that. You know what, dude?
I think a lot of it is cash.
Screw this.
So they can buy other companies, like. Yep.
What was that?
Like Pac-Man.
Little nom noms.
Yeah, that's what's going on. But
you have anything like you're trying to add here? While I'm trying to look this crap up. I'm trying to get on Fidelity.
I'm just watching you
just
Google
chilling.
Search stuff.
Pretty much. I'm sorry, guys. Pretty much is what's happening.
No, hey,
right
this
now.
Is hey, most people I feel like a lot of people are listening to this rather than watching. Do you think more people listen or do you think more people watch? I don't know, because the thing is, like, when I play podcasts at work, like, I'll listen to whatever podcast I listen to.
Lots.
And I'll listen to it.
Even if it's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that. You're right. Working. Even on YouTube,
and
right? But
here's
what I'll tell you right now. We have zero listeners, so I don't know what they want.
Hey.
I mean, it might grow.
My Grammy listen. Shout out to Grammy for listening, okay?
Oh.
She listened.
The Grams listens, bro.
That's
Thank
at
you.
Least one. And, hey, Sierra's too. That's two, the fiance.
Okay, fine. We got two listeners.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. My friends suck, and they don't like my stuff.
It's okay. I was hanging out with your mom the other day, and she was watching, so.
What the heck? Got him! Triggered!
Got him.
I hate this amount. You suck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This has been real, but hasn't been real fun. Okay.
Did
anyway,
you find it? Did I kill enough,
well,
like, dead
just,
air
we're
time?
We're just not. Nah, we're dead air. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get. I was trying to, you know, I'm not good at multitasking. ADHD will do that to you. It just screws
me
over.
Yeah, ADHD, and if you're a male.
And if you're what, a male?
Yeah, women are actually much better at multitasking.
The Trefis valuation is undervalued.
Okay,
Netflix.
Here
That's
we go.
Cool.
Yep.
Netflix is undervalued. I don't really care about that. I'm trying to find
How
their...
is Netflix undervalued? If anything, it's overvalued, in my opinion.
Why? Let's look.
I think their stock is overvalued.
They have 65.7% international streaming subscriptions. That is their profit. Only 33.6% come from U.S. streaming subscriptions.
Whoa, wait, how, wait, whoa, repeat those two facts.
Isn't that crazy, dude? No, it's right. It is right. Well, by the Trefis model, which I would agree.
Well, that's because other countries don't have cable like we have cable.
But it's true, though. It makes sense that they do that. Spotify.
Like, BBC is all they got over there.
I think. I'm not actually sure. I shouldn't even say anything. 65.7% international streaming services subscriptions. That's their profit. Some of their profit comes from that. 33.6% of that comes from U.S. and then 0.7 comes from U.S. DVD subscriptions, which my mom is one of those people.
She's got a Netflix DVD subscription.
Yeah, dude, it's East Texas, man, where I came from. She's out there. She can only get HughesNet. That's kind of why I mentioned that. Like,
wow.
Let's pretend they had internet. Even if they had internet. It'd be from one of those little hotspots.
12.5 megabits a second or something.
Yeah, it'd be from those little hotspots. She wouldn't be able to load Disney Plus. You know, the grandkids are ruined that she doesn't have right now. Well, she doesn't have for me.
Travesty. What do you do? Read a book?
Ew. Audible. But yeah. Hey, there's a plug for Audible. If you guys want to listen to Audible, check the link in my description.
Okay. Right? Audible.
Dude,
it's good stuff.
I'm an affiliate, bro.
Road trips.
I'm an affiliate, bro. Anyway, what?
Road trips with Audible.
Let's try to explain that right. Yeah, well, I do like Audible's my thing, dude. Podcasts are also my thing. Yeah. Dang it, you're distracting me.
You still haven't found it?
Stop distracting me.
I still want to know how many subscriptions Netflix has.
It's
really like add like 30% to it because I feel like. Everybody gives it to their cousin or their brother or something.
I just told you how many subscriptions. You want, like, actual number subscriptions?
Yeah.
Oh, number? Oh, shoot.
Like, it's got to be, like, 50 million worldwide.
Oh, no.
I'll look it up. I got this. Number of Netflix subscriptions. Let's see.
Oh, this gives me the stock price. $239.36 of the stock price right now, which is $364.53. Is international streaming subscriptions. $122.46 of the stock price is U.S. Yeah, look it up. And $2.71 the stock price is the DVD subscriptions. They have a net debt of 4.77%, which is not good, but it's also not even close to the
worst. Yeah, whoa.
So
they have 158 million paying streaming subscribers. This is according to Statista.com. Never heard of that, but that seems...
You know what's crazy?
That seems right.
It's high, though, right? But imagine.
Seems
kind of
high.
I mean, I don't even have my own subscription.
Of these subscribers, 60 million were from the United States. So most are overseas.
Yep.
Which makes sense because there's no real cable channels.
And all these Americans out here are like, hey, Tom, can I bum off you on your Netflix? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or Jason, because that's literally the guy that I bum off of. Shout out to you, Jason. I love you. Anyway,
it, Jason.
We've got me, Jason, Nolan. Yeah, all of my buddies, dude. We're all on the same freaking Netflix account. I hope Netflix is not watching this. I don't even know if that's like legal for their company.
It's actually pirating.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
No.
For real, dude?
Oh, for real.
No, how is it pirating, bro?
I mean, you could edit this out of the video, right?
Okay.
But no, it is.
We're going to take a break.
I heard there was a lot of I mean, it's not like they're gonna do anything. It's like,
huh?
It's
no,
like,
I'm kidding, dude. FBI yeah, agents gonna be matter. Watching this. It doesn't freaking matter, dude. Hey, no one.
Get him. No, we racked up more in like piracy.
Where does that voice come from?
I don't know.
Get him! I've never heard you do that. It's funny. You're funny.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Somebody thinks I'm funny. You hear that? Someone thinks I'm funny. So, yeah.
Yes, Sierra. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
About 38% of subscribers are American. Netflix subscribers are Americans. Or subscriptions, I should say. Because you're right. Like, you know, everybody's going to do their cousins and stuff. That's crazy. There's 327 million people in the U.S.
Well, see, my brother's one of these guys that doesn't even have a subscription. He doesn't need it. He just doesn't use it. He might have one thing.
What does he do? Is he like into woodworking or something?
It's funny you said that, dude. It's like complete opposite. He's a video game designer, actually, producer for a video game company. Right? What the? Yeah,
that's total opposite. That's cool, though.
He's a complete opposite guy. But he actually, I think he might have got Disney Plus. Obviously, he's a Disney fanatic, dude. He's because, you know, growing up, right? Growing up, you have all these freaking awesome Disney movies. But he would say he grew up on TMNT, which I don't know if Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is. I don't really think that was Disney, but. You know?
I think it was. I remember the live action one with the dudes in the rubber suits.
Oh, bro! And they're like mouth like barely moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so weird.
The things
man.
We would watch in the '90s.
Good
some
times.
Weird
good
stuff.
Time. Dude, we're at 45 minutes, bro. A lot of this is gonna be cut out. So yeah, a lot of it's gonna be cut out. yeah, we're gonna have to cut some of this because, like, you know, we just suck.
We just rambled and sat on our phones and texted for a while. No, not really. I didn't do that. I wasn't just like, I'm bored.
You're texting on the job? I'm bored.
Get me out of here.
Okay. Anyway, dude, this has been a goofy episode. This I love been, it, dude. Honestly, like, I just like having fun.
It's a much
fun.
More lighthearted episode.
Seriously, I like having fun on camera. And, like, we're not talking about politics, so I don't feel bad if I
or,
say something.
Or, you know, some guy getting blown to bits.
Okay, what the? Too soon.
Not too soon. He's a terrorist. Bin Laden jokes came, like, next day. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, when I said salamander, because I didn't know how to say his freaking name, because I'm a freaking plebe. Hey guys, I'm Scott.
And I'm Maddie B.
This is The Unpopular Opinion.
And we just want you to subscribe to our channel.
Because it's freaking dope.